Before a big crowd of supporters, Ryan was welcomed home by Governor Scott Walker.
Our friend, Wisconsin's friend, Paul Ryan.
Ryan's remarks focused on a mix of foreign policy, he addressed the embassy attacks in the Mideast, and the economy. Ryan attacked President Barack Obama for not doing enough to create well-paying jobs to take the place of those lost in cities like Janesville and Kenosha.
So what do you do about it? Well, we've got great technical colleges here. We have a great UW system that Scott Walker is improving on and making better. Let's have job training skills that can actually go to the people who lose those jobs so they can go back and get the training and the skills they need to get a job of the 21st century.
Ryan didn't mention that Scott Walker's budget made cuts to the Wisconsin Technical College system and universities. On the federal end, Ryan says there's too much waste and redundancy in jobs programs.
We have over 40 different job training programs spread across more than a half dozen agencies in the federal government. We don't even measure whether they work very well or not, whether they're even going to the person who needs a job and they're getting placed in it.
That message and Ryan's candidacy as a whole resonates with Joe Fierst of Luxembourg, who says people need to be trained in skills like welding instead of going to four-year schools.
College graduates, they're deeply in debt and they can't find jobs.
Paul Ryan is chair of the House Budget Committee. He blamed Senate Democrats and the president for Congress's inability to pass a budget and make changes needed to put people back to work. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.